Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us live this morning. Brad, we've just been talking about the situation in Minneapolis, now Buffalo cases as well with use of force. You have a long history with law enforcement training. Have you ever seen the technique that was used in the George Floyd death with the knee to a neck?
No. I mean, in 30-plus years working a lot with local police, uniform officers and detectives, I never saw anybody use that restraint. In fact, going through FBI training, that was anything that involved the head or the neck were just totally off limits as far as restraints were concerned. So I guess the more shocking part of that video, other than the obvious, the technique that was used and the death that occurred, is how the officer seemed totally non-responsive to people around him, or even more non-responsive to the person he was holding down. I mean, it's a responsibility you take on any time you take somebody into custody is their well-being. And, you know, it's just shocking what happened.
And it seems in this climate today that there's such a great emphasis right now on de-escalation techniques. Would you agree?
Totally. And it goes to... I was a hostage negotiator, and it's one of the key tools is that you cannot, when you walk into a situation, as obviously if it's a hostage barricade, is very intense, you de-escalate it. You let people sort of ventilate if they need to ventilate. The same thing happens when you arrest people. Now, you have to keep everybody safe, and if they have a weapon, that's a whole other issue. However, you're supposed to be the calm person here and let them de-escalate. Take them into custody. And, you know, what's even more ironic is that you see in the initial video of them getting him out of the car, handcuffing him and placing him down, and then they walk him off. And then in the surveillance video from the restaurant, you don't see them again. Now, obviously, they go a short distance, and that's where the death occurred. But I can't imagine whatever would happen that you would have to go into a first of all, a hold like that, and, you know, for 9 minutes, I mean, it's just unbelievable, I guess. I can't think of the right word.
Yeah. What has to happen, do you think, now in Minneapolis? Because now, as a result of that, we're seeing violent protests and rioting.
Right. As well as in other cities over this case. And it really goes to, in particular communities, the ability of the police chief and the mayor to try to turn this around the best they can. Now, the African-American police chief in Minneapolis apparently has been trying to turn this around because he's noticed that it's been a problem for years as far as a racial component, perhaps within the police department or their relationship with the African-American community in Minneapolis. But it's a slow turn because the key here is how do you get to the community back on board that you're policing. And it is not an easy thing to do, but they're going to have to be much more sensitive and react more quickly, as they did this time, to any situation in the past where there is a potential of wrongdoing or overreaction by the police. But this is not an easy fix. I would guess that in places like Minneapolis, it could actually take months or years to get this to calm down where people start listening to each other and perhaps make it better.
Brad, thank you for your insight this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst in Washington. Those four officers have been fired. The mayor of Minneapolis is calling for criminal charges for all.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.